Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for any stage in life. I'm here today with Dustin Wilder from Raymond James. Dustin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
I'm really excited about doing this today. I feel like if there's one area that I feel naive in, and the more I talk to people, I think there are many of us who are not secure with aging in place and really understanding from a financial point of view what we need to be doing. One of the things I love about the podcast is we're talking about for any stage in life, with grandchildren and then young adult children and then moving into old age. I would love to take our time today and talk about some different things that we could do at different stages in life. And I think to do that, I'd like to start backwards. And at 66 years old, I'd like to talk a little bit about things that I can do to plan for getting older. Before we start though, Dustin, I would love to chat a little bit about you. Talk to us a little bit about you and about Raymond James and what you do.
Great. Thanks, Debbie. It's really almost hard to call this work because I have the privilege of coming into the office every day and I get to help people. Okay. I help people solve challenges, problems, if you will, with money. Okay. So for somebody who's in their 60s, you know, one of the things we're constantly talking about is longevity planning. Okay. And today, somebody might live into their mid-90s. So if you're retiring at 60 or 65 years old, you're talking about 35 plus years of retirement and living on that income and having enough saved. And we have some just amazing technology and great software that helps us solve those problems when we factor in things like inflation or taxes and how that will apply or impact these dollars as we fast forward in time. And, you know, one of the things that we do is we run a plan called GPM, Goal Planning and Monitoring. And it's almost what I would consider to be GPS for financial planning. And yeah, one of the biggest obstacles we find is that people have not really saved enough for retirement in the later years. What I mean by that is aging in place. You know, today it's taken on a whole new shape or format in that many people, you know, desire to stay at home or stay in the community where they have, you know, grown up and raised the kids, and they don't conform to what
We don't necessarily want to go into assisted living or into another place. We want to live near our families or in the home that we grew up in.
That's exactly right. And it all costs money. And, mm-hmm. you know, things that we have done as a firm, we've taken some major leaps to really help us as advisors better understand what our clients are feeling and what they're going through. In fact, years ago, we partnered with MIT in something they have called the Age Lab. And the Age Lab, we actually had several advisors and several of the higher-ups in our firm spend a day at MIT, and they put us through this whole orientation, if you will, to go through what it's like to be someone aging in place. And let me give you an example. one of the things they did, they put the participants in these uniforms that looked like they were a hazmat cleanup or something, but it ended up, they had restrictive bands on the elbows and on the knees. So it's harder to move, okay? And they had them simulate going to a grocery store and reaching to the top of the shelf to get the can of, you know, peanut butter or beans or whatever is on that top shelf, and to feel what it's like to have that struggle and that pain. They also put them behind the wheel, a steering wheel of a car, a simulated car that had slower reactions. So they put them in a simulator and had them drive through traffic with these delayed reactions. And then the other thing they have are these goggles that you wear that actually simulate cataracts and having visible impairments. So it was quite a day for the staff and for, you know, several of the folks at Raymond James. But what it helped them do is really understand and relate to just, you know, going out to the grocery store and what an effort and what a challenge it is. And it, the takeaway of this was somewhat simple but profound. And the three most important takeaways from this study were to answer these three questions.
Okay.
Who will help me change my light bulbs? You think about that. It's just a simple task, but it involves climbing up on a ladder, possibly balancing the act of actually removing the old bulb, putting the new one in without dropping it or breaking it, and then putting the ladder away. Mm-hmm. But who's going to help you if you live alone and you're aging in place? Who is going to do that?
What's interesting about that is we just talked to a firefighter, and guess what? Guess who gets called?
The firefighter.
Yes. Interesting.
That's crazy. You would never would think that. And I have a friend who was a higher up at the Kroger company, and they used to, years ago, they were very early in the delivery of groceries, and they couldn't figure out what the delays were associated with this. But the beggars would get to the person's house, deliver the groceries, and they say, "Why you're here? Can you help me hang this curtain or this drape?" And you know, they were having them do these daily chores, and it's really an obstacle. So these are one of the. This is just one of the things we have to help our clients plan for. And
yes,
we're seeing a shift as clients age in place, and no longer are they concerned about buying things and stuff. Now it's spending money on services.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Even I have my, I'm 66 and have my 91-year-old father with me. And it is interesting. His money output now is definitely not on buying stuff. It is 100% on services. And I never really thought about it. I'm certainly paying attention. What a gift to have him here, because I paid attention a lot more as I'm getting older to things I would never have considered, right? Until I needed.
Right.
So the first question was, who will change the light bulbs? What was the second question?
The second question is, how will I get an ice cream cone?
Oh, cool.
Again, something that sounds very simple, right? It's the concept of, you know, going out, physically getting into a car, having someone take you there, having companionship to take you there. And it's an event. It's not about the ice cream cone. It's not
Correct.
About the cost of the ice cream cone. It's about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, there are some great technological advances out there, things such as Uber, right?
Correct.
And things such as delivering your groceries at home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're living by yourself, you're probably not going to want to do everything by yourself.
Well, isolation is the biggest cause of depression and, frankly, early death with people who are aging in place, but all alone.
You're exactly right. And, you know, I think a great example of this is, you know, Sun City is right here in our backyard. And it's, you know, 9,600 rooftops or whatever. And it is a community in itself. But one of my favorite things about that community, every time I drive through the security gate there, I feel like I have entered a college campus.
Totally agree.
For retirees. Yeah,
pickleball.
For retirees. And
pickleball, swimming.
Yeah, pickleball, tennis.
Yeah.
We sponsor a men's and women's softball team there.
Oh, geez.
And I'll tell you what. it is like one of the most popular events on Tuesdays and Thursdays there. The streets are lined with golf carts. People come out for hot dogs and corn dogs and beers and sodas. And it's just a community affair. It's a great event. And we love sponsoring because we love seeing how active this community is, how they get out. And we even have a sponsorship sign out in the outfield. But
oh, that's so cool.
It's just a great way to, you know, see that this community is active.
Exactly.
And I think that, you know, the ice cream cone analogy is more about being active, being with other people, and avoiding that isolation.
So our third question, sir.
Third question is, who will I have lunch with? So, again, in
that isolation piece, yeah.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, if you've ever been on the road or traveled, you can relate that it's pretty depressing to sit there and eat a meal by yourself. And you people watch and you see other people interacting together and, you know, families together, and you kind of get lonely. And that's just, you know, one or two nights if you're on the road traveling. But if you're that way because of no choice of your own, either through death or maybe divorce of a spouse or just whatever circumstances may be, and you find yourself alone, who will I have lunch with becomes a big deal. And it's not just getting to the location, but it's who will you,
interact with. You know, with that said, and these three questions asked, I think it'd be, we're going to take a quick break, Dustin, and we're going to come right back. And I would love to hear how you and Raymond James can really help us as we're aging in place deal with some of these basic questions financially. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Aging in Place. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's L-Y-N-E-S on design.com.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host Debbie Lines and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back here on Aging in Place. Once again, we're here with Dustin Wilder from Raymond James.
I can be reached at 843-836-3320. My website is www.coastalstateswealthmanagement.com.
It's been fascinating listening to what you all have done around aging in place. Let me ask you a question about what Raymond James can do, not to help the process of aging in place, but I look at you all as peace of mind. Is that a fair way to describe you?
You know, it's a great way to describe it. Sometimes you feel like a financial psychiatrist, and it's just helping clients kind of reason through questions that they may be asking, and you help, you know, bring sense to that by, you know, putting it on paper for them and showing them that, hey, you do have enough to support this dream or big decision or idea that you have for retirement. Because let's face it, retirement today is a lot different than it used to be. And a lot of that is what we coined the phrase of longevity planning. And in that planning phase, you know, we have to take into consideration things such as long-term care, and you know that has such a negative connotation to it, but it doesn't have to be. If we can address it and show, here's how we would pay for that if something did happen, or if your desire was to stay at home and age in place, here's how we would pay for or arrange for someone to come in and install the bars on the shower and to make the house accessible.
Yeah. So here's what would help me. I am a 66-year-old woman who walks into Raymond James and says just that. Dustin, I'm hopeful that I am going to be able to age in place. I've worked all my life as self-employed, just as an example, and haven't really had the opportunity to save a lot of money. Could you take me through some steps of things I might consider and then creative ways that I can financially manage it? And oh, by the way, Dustin, I'm a little intimidated and embarrassed to talk about finances. Does that sound like any kind of client that you've ever dealt with?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's statistically proven that a majority of the wealth in this country is managed by women. And a lot of times it's just assumed that the man or the male in the relationship will make the financial decisions. And, you know, demographics have changed over the years. Things have changed over the years in the workplace where females are out earning men. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing, but it's also forcing us to really take some bold steps and showing someone, you know, who walks into the office for the first time what our capabilities are. But I think a lot of that is just putting someone at ease and sitting down, having a casual conversation, not a hard sell, not talking about what we call charts or statistics or anything like that. A lot of time it's just, you know, understanding what's on a person's heart. And then if you can take that and put that in the form of a financial plan, but again, keep it simple enough where, you know, you can show someone on one piece of paper or one page that, hey, you have enough and you're not going to run out of money. Or it might be, wait a minute, even if it's inconvenient to say, you don't have enough. You may want to think about working a few more years and saving a little bit more and not turning on your Social Security just quite yet, as tempting as it may be, because we have the ability to show and illustrate things such as, you know, when it's most efficient to take Social Security benefits, either at full retirement age or waiting until the very end at 70 and a half. And then couple that with, you know, taking distributions from IRAs and the different taxes may apply. But what we really try to do, Dev, is to simplify it down to one page where we show someone their probability of success. And that factors in taxes, inflation, longevity, living into your mid-90s. And we want to find that, you know, a successful plan involves you having money in the bank still at the end of that plan. So you're not, you know, bouncing that last check, so to speak. You know, if you have heard that phrase, bouncing the last check, going to the cemetery, not a good successful plan. And it's also not successful for me to call you at 86 and say, okay, Deb, time to brush off that resume. You need to go back to work, you know?
Exactly.
So we want to make sure that we're, if anything, we err on the side of caution.
Okay. So let's say this. I call you and I say, I am going to come in. How can I be a better consumer and really help you do the best you can do for me? What do I need to bring in? What do I need to be armed with? What kind of questions do I need to be prepared for?
Well, really good question. So a lot of that is just organization, you know, bringing in statements or a knowledge of your budget. And a lot of people cringe when they hear that word budget, but you know, you could bring the checkbook and we could go through it together and look at the last month, what your average expenses were, but really understanding what the needs are from a cash flow standpoint, and then identifying all the different sources of income that you may have, whether it be pensions or Social Security, withdrawals from investments or IRAs, that sort of thing. And then, you know, we factor that with just a regular standard cost of living adjustment on average. It costs about 2% a year, but when you factor things like healthcare into the mix, healthcare has a rising cost of inflation of nearly 11%, prescription drugs even higher at 13%.
Wow.
So we have to incorporate that in the plan, and hopefully, you know, you're active and you're not going to get sick, but let's face it, a lot of times, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't budget for. So we have to, you know, look at how that might be affected if Medicare or Medicare Part B did not cover everything. Right now, many adult parents provide financial help to their adult children. In some cases, you know, I've seen the sandwich effect where mom and dad were ready for retirement and their daughter was divorced and moved in with their single daughter, and the mother-in-law moved in because she needed help to age in place. And, you know, talk about the sandwich effect. They had it at both ends, you know,
well,
to bump back their retirement plan by like 7 years.
Well, that's funny because my parents moved in 3 years ago at 89 and my mom passed away, but my dad's still living with me at 91. And it is interesting because I had never in my wildest dreams ever thought that that would happen. And yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. And when one of your kids then says, okay, well, I'm moving back to the area, can you help me out for a couple of months until I get my feet on the ground? That's what you're calling the sandwich effect.
And you would do anything. That's family. You'd do anything to help them. With technology and the advancements in medicine, and you know, we're much more health conscious today and what's going into our bodies and as far as staying physically active. I mean, it's just amazing.
So are my kids more financially savvy than I am? It seems as though my father, my 91-year father, they were raised in an era of saving. Okay. I think at 66, I was more in that baby boom of living, working hard, but as far as saving, we were infallible. You know, we were just, and now I've got my kids in their 30s and 40s. And do savings patterns change over time? Or investment, financial planning?
It's both, really. And if you think about it, in your father's generation, life expectancy, he's through the roof. I mean, chart-wise,
he's off
the chart.
True.
Because the average life expectancy back then was probably mid to late 60s. And back then, workers had pensions and defined benefit plans. Today, less than 23% of workers are offered a pension plan. Now, we have other means of savings, like vehicles, like 401ks and Roth IRAs and that sort of thing. But it puts a lot more onus on the individual to save and put it away rather than maybe earning less and having a pension benefit there waiting for you when you do retire. It's changed completely because of longevity, because of the fact that people are living, you know, now into their 90s.
What is the advantage of going to a Dustin Wilder and a Raymond James? It seems to me like, because I'm a psychologist and I've been a designer, I believe in going to professionals. I don't have to be an expert. I just have to find the expert. And so,
sure. Great question. Yeah, I get it. And, you know, there are a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. There's a lot of millennials that, you know, favor doing it themselves. And they're pretty tech savvy, I'll tell you, when we meet them and we're impressed with how much they can do with technology. But there comes a point in time where it's always good to get an objective opinion. You think about, you know, some of the best athletes in the world, you know, why does Phil Mickelson have a coach? You know, he could probably go out and beat any one of us any given day in golf. But the reason he has a coach is to get that objective opinion, to get that view or that angle that he's not seeing. And, you know, a lot of times we just partner with our clients, player relationships. So from that aspect, it's not intimidating. And, you know, it's like I said, I am blessed in that every day I get to come to work and help people
and solve
problems.
And what's interesting to me about that is I would think that your industry is dynamic and fluid. And while I might be very tech savvy to begin with, my assumption is if it's not my profession, it's not going to be my priority to keep up with what is trending and what is really going on. And I would think that would be another reason to trust a professional. It is your job and passion, okay, to keep up with everything that's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, with tax law changes alone, there's a lot of advantages and benefits that a lot of people may not even be aware of. So one example would be long-term care and how it's changed over the years. It used to be you bought a policy and you paid annual premiums every year. And if, you know, God forbid you got hit by the old proverbial bus, then that money was gone, right? And you wasted all that money on all those premiums all those years. Now the insurance companies have said, wait a minute, we realize not everybody, you know, is going to benefit from this insurance. So let's make it so that it pays the premium back to the family. So now you have return of premium long-term care policies, or you have life insurance policies with long-term care riders that cover the family either way in the event of an unfortunate, you know, death, or in the event of long-term care, you can start to deplete the death benefit tax-free to pay for long-term care expenses. And that long-term care can be at-home care. It can be reimbursement of a hospital bed or expenses that are associated with aging in place.
So there again, I don't have to be the professional to know what is new, innovative, and available for me. I have to be with you to know all that and count on you.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of these things that we want to bring to our clients' attention. And, you know, in that realm of things, Deb, that we're talking about is another program that we use for our clients called EverPlans.
Okay.
And EverPlans is just a really great software program. It's what I consider to be a personal wealth organizer. But it's information that is important, that should be shared, and it's there for your loved ones in the event they ever need to know something, such as where is a copy of the will, where is the healthcare or living will, does mom or dad have a do not resuscitate, what is, you know, their intention with this money, and what do they want their funeral to look like, or is it burial, or is it cremation, or, you know, it's all of these different things that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But it was a program that was designed by Abby Schneiderman out of New York, and she was planning her own wedding. And she noticed in planning her own wedding, there's these great sites like Pinterest and all these different ideas. And, you know, it was fun planning her wedding. But as a financial planner, that was her role. She also was aware there's great tools for planning for college and for retirement. But the thing is, not everybody retires, not everybody goes to college, and not everybody gets married, but everybody dies.
So planning for end of life is huge.
And it puts all of this important information on the cloud so that you can share it with your family. And you can even designate what you want to share with them when you want to share it. It's non-transactional. So, you know, everybody says, what if it got hacked? Well, if somebody hacked it, you know, they might find out if you want burial versus cremation. We're not putting account numbers on it. We're not putting routing numbers on it. It's non-transactional. So it's just it's what I consider to be breadcrumbs for the loved ones. You're leaving a trail. You're leaving information. Here's where I keep the key to the safety deposit box. This is what you're going to find in the contents. And here is why I selected you as the trustee to settle the estate, you know, compared to the rest of the family or the siblings. And here's what I hope you do with this money. And here's what I wanted to instill on the next generation of grandkids, and, you know, so on and so forth. But it captures all of that and it puts it on a cloud so that they can access it within 3 seconds by clicking on a PDF.
So what I hear from you, okay, what I hear you saying is you really become an integral part of the family team that you, I mean, that you really are part of this team as I age in place, which means that I have a relationship with you that we really, like you said it so well, I hear you. We become partners in this. And you as the coach, advisor, whatever you want to say, can help guide me and provide me guidelines, not just for myself and aging in place, but for really the sake of my family.
I couldn't have said it better.
Wow. This is, you know, again, you don't know what you don't know. And I think many of us, I'm just being very transparent, tend to be intimidated. But in talking to you, I feel the opposite. I feel as though part of your role, and you said it probably best, is coaching and educating me. Yes?
Absolutely. So I truly believe when you become educated, you're empowered. And when you're empowered, you're going to make an informed and good decision. And if we can partner with you to make good decisions through your retirement or your parents' retirement, and aging in place, then I think there's tremendous benefit to that.
And before we go, I would love to know, at what age do you recommend folks initially come to see you at Raymond James, Dustin?
So, you know, it's never too early to start, and it's never too late to start. I can honestly tell you, in 20 years of doing this, Deb, I've never had anybody come to me and say, gosh, I wish I didn't save so much for retirement.
Good you know? Point, yeah.
So it's never too late, but, you know, obviously if you can start accumulating wealth and as you're a working professional and you're 30s and 40s, you know, it becomes a little easier in your late 40s. By the time the kids are, you know, out of college, then you can really start saving. And that's about the same time where you have aging parents that either need help or maybe need support. So, you know, there's always going to be life. There's always going to be noise, distractions, challenges. But, you know, by having a plan in place, even if you have to go with a plan B or C, that's okay. But because at least we can help you develop a foundation. And our average client is about 65 years old, and that's just because of demographically where we live in Hilton Head, South Carolina. If we were, you know, in Charlotte, I'm sure that age is going to be closer to 45.
So fascinating. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know it's a busy day for everyone. I want to thank you again, Dustin Wilder from Raymond James, and I want to thank all of you for listening to Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Tracy. Tracy is naturally curious and always creative. And when we were doing the Aging in Place podcast, she said, there are so many quick tips that I can think of offhand. My response, who knew? She's going to be with us every week, giving us a quick tip and a hint that is a practical application.
Thanks, Debbie. Learn to say yes. We need to remind ourselves that allowing others to help us does not mean we are incompetent. If they do not want to help, they would not ask if you need it. Even if your child asks to help dust, and you know that you will have to do it your way afterwards, let them dust. I actually bought my kids real sweepers when they were toddlers. Why buy a toy sweeper when they can actually clean without thinking about it being a chore? So the next time someone asks you, you need anything from the store, hand over that shopping list. Learn to say yes. Who knew life can be made a little more simple by saying such a small word?
I really enjoyed our interview today with Dustin Wilder from Raymond James, and I got quite a few takeaways. I think the most important thing I learned, don't be afraid to call. Don't be afraid to ask questions, and certainly don't be intimidated by professionals. Dustin was very easy to talk to, and I think we all learned a lot about saving at any stage in life. Thank you for joining us here on Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lyons and produced by Henrik de Gior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.